Hi everyone, and welcome to That's Afrotastic. Today's post will be talking about not forgetting to ask for help. So this month of March, I had decided to focus on decluttering the entire house. And that meant every nook and cranny. For those who know me quite personally, they would understand that when I clean, I don't play any games. I don't joke around. I'm one of those people, and my family knows this quite well, is that they tend to ask me a lot of where certain items are because I have dedicated certain places for each item. And the act of arranging and organizing things is a very therapeutic experience for me. I understand that sounds quite excessive and a bit extreme. What I'm trying to say is that when I organize things and keep things tidy, it's like a self-care for myself because the state of my environment actually reflects the state of my mindset. So for example, when things are a bit all over the place, it kind of reflects how I'm thinking in my mind that I might feel a bit irritable or anxious. So to me, having a clean and organized environment is very important to me. And that's a value that I've come to understand and dedicate from time to time to make sure that my environment is all tidy. So it would be interesting to know, if anyone is like that as well. If you like things tidy or if you're not too concerned about like the way how things are arranged in the house. I understand that everyone is a bit different. So it's really nice to know and get an idea of different opinions as well. Day by day, I had decided to focus on each room, and it was Wednesday where I had decided to plan to work on the kitchen. I woke up at 6:30 to have an early start to tackle the kitchen at 8 a.m. and it was looking really good at 8:30. I was smashing out the tea and the coffee cupboard. Eventually, it was at 9 a.m., I was addressing the cupboard for storing our cutlery, bowls, chinaware, and the cleaning supply. Afterwards, it was 10:30, and I slowly realized, I guess my body was telling me, that the Duracell Bunny battery within me was starting to slowly erode. So I decided to take a break. And when I took a break, I forgot to realize that everything was all over the place. And I think that made me a bit overwhelmed because it made me realize that we have a lot of stuff that is probably not necessary. For example, I'm wondering, why do we need 21 colanders, 30 mugs, 72 plates for a family of six? I don't understand. Eventually, I became a bit frustrated because it was really difficult, this job, and I was working so hard and wondering why there wasn't anyone helping. Eventually, I did have a family member who came by. It was around 12:30, and to their surprise, they saw that, wow, what's going on? And they eventually started to pack the items that I wanted to donate to charity, and I was like, oh, really? I wanted to donate that because that was just extra stuff that we didn't need. Anyway, at that point in time, I didn't want to. I just let it be. And first of all, I wanted to say that I was so thankful for their assistance because having another person to help make the job done, get done faster. And it made me realize a couple of things after reflecting on it. The first thing was that what was holding me back for asking for help, because I could have asked for help, but I was a bit reluctant. And if I was honest with myself, I guess it came from a sense of pride that I wanted to get this job done. It was difficult, and I wanted to have the satisfaction of saying that, okay, I was able to get this kitchen done by myself. And I would also say that because I kind of made it like a goal or like a to-do list I wanted to tick off that I would do, because if I wasn't able to do it by myself, it was kind of like a feeling that I kind of fell short on what I wanted to achieve. With that being said, it's really important to realize that I wanted to see this in a different frame of light. It was important to realize that this particular task was a bit beyond my capacity of what I could do. So with this instance, it was okay to ask for help. And it's something that I didn't need it to be too hard on myself. And it was interesting because sometimes we can be a bit hard on ourselves for fear of failure, or we could be reluctant to show that we're struggling. And it was really nice to come to this point of reflecting, because sometimes we can be on autopilot. We're busy with our jobs, managing the family, or studying, whatever it may be, and sometimes we forget to stop and examine ourselves. When we're wondering why are some things hard, and in fact that there is the help that is available, but it's ourselves that is holding us back. So I hope that this is a reminder that whatever we need help with, is that there are people out there who are ready to give us a helping hand, and that I hope it's we don't restrict ourselves from what, if it could be pride, insecurity. There are a lot of different factors that could hold us back from getting help that are beyond our control or capacity. Thank you.